there. Thanks for tuning in to the Jasmine Star Show. I'm not your host, but rather my name is Christy, Jasmine's podcast producer. I'm super excited to share today's episode with you because it's a recording from the Q&A portion of a class that we hosted a couple of months ago, how to plan, create, and execute a month of social media posts in one day. I know you're going to love the questions these business owners ask Jasmine, and of course, you'll also love her raw, tactical advice to help them grow their businesses using social media. So friends, without further ado, let's listen into the Q&A.
Hi!
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well. How can I serve you? What is your question?
My question is, I've got two businesses, one being direct selling and the other one being teaching direct sellers basically to create scroll-stopping content. So how do I kind of merge the two? Because my ideal client is the busy mama that doesn't have time to, you know, want to create imagery like video and then also kind of to build their business in a non-spammy way.
So you are selling for direct sales and you want to build your downline and you're saying, how do I create content that would attract? Now, what I want to know is, do you want to build your direct selling business or do you want to build your downline? And I know you want, and I know you want to do both. I know you want to do both. But oftentimes, like Taylor Swift said, when you chase two rabbits, you lose them both. So Clariska and any other business owner here who's like, I want to target lots of people. I get it, but we're going to have to choose one so our focus goes there. So Clariska, do you want to build your direct sales or do you want to build your downline?
Downline.
Okay. So now that we know you want to build your downline, it is my advice and very kind encouragement for 80% of your content to be teaching business principles and showcasing the lifestyle so that other busy mamas who don't want to create content look at you and say, I don't want to create content, but I want to live my life the way that Clariska does. And if Clariska, you're teaching me again and again, in order to get what you have, you must do things that others won't. And all of your content, Clariska, and I'm giving you the advice that I take myself. I create content and I do things I don't want to do to show other businesses what you must do to get the results that you want. So Clariska, I only give advice that I practice myself. So what we just declared in this moment is you have to make a decision to focus on one business objective, at least right now, until you build it out. We're going to focus on creating 80% of your content will be teaching people how to socially sell. And then the other 20% of your content, you could absolutely be talking about what you're selling for the passive consumer. But you remember, your passive consumer will likely become part of your downline if they know, like, and trust you over time. They work in conjunction. I need you to focus on building out that content first.
That is exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you so, so much.
Great. I appreciate you very much. I hope you have a beautiful day. Hi, Del. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. This is a big moment for me. My question is, how often should you go live?
So you're going to determine what is best for your audience. Because I can tell you, Julie, oh, you should go live every day. But if your audience is not engaging, that was not the best advice. There are some people who have different skill sets. There are some people who really excel when it comes to video, and there are others who don't. But there are other people who excel in podcasting or audio and then others who don't. So Julie, what I want you to ask yourself first and foremost is, do I have the capacity to go live? And it sounds like if you're asking that question, you do. The second thing you have to ask is how often your audience is going to want to watch you live. And you're not going to know that answer until you start testing it. Now, what I have learned with my audience is, quite honestly, I go live on Facebook once a week, and I go live on Instagram once a week. I go live on Clubhouse once or twice a week. Now, if I go live on Facebook every day, I will notice that I can keep very similar numbers, which is an indication to me that going live on Facebook, I should probably go live there. But my dream customer, my primary platform, that's Instagram. And I noticed that if I go live every day on Instagram, my numbers start dropping. So I'm still the same. The content I'm sharing is still the same, but the audience on each of those platforms is different. So I'm going to focus on going live once a week on a platform where I think I'm going to get the most engagement for people who are my dream customers. And I'm still going to stay live on Facebook because I'm still driving the conversation. I'm still keeping that page hot, but it's not necessarily where I'm going to spend the most of my time because my dream customer is existing on Instagram.
So would you trial both then? Would you do, because I obviously have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, so you maybe trial both and then see where you've got the most engagement and focus, like kind of optimize there then. Is that right?
Absolutely. But I also think, Julie, I think you should do as much as you can, however you can. If you can go live on Instagram and then the next day go live on Facebook, do that. If you can go live on Instagram one day and go live later on Facebook that same day, you do that. Right now, I always tell people that if you have more time than you have money, invest the time. And if you have more money than you have time, create one piece of content and then put money behind it to run it to ads. So you have two paths. So Julie, you're going to determine what do you have more of, and that's where you're going to over-index for your business.
And is it the same content that you would do? So you would do one day Facebook talk on whatever, and then the same talk the next day on Instagram. Is that right? Or you would change the content?
Well, Julie, you're asking a really high level question. I have to tell you that I'm a creator.
Yeah.
And so I keep the content different because Julie, where you are on Instagram, I want you to join my Facebook page the next day and see something else. I have also been doing this for 14 years. If you are just getting started, absolutely, positively keep the content the same. Keep the content the same. And what we want to do is, Julie, what do you sell?
Pilates.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah.
So, I have a membership for caterers, so people that are essentially unpaid caterers. So my mother has terminal cancer, so I kind of am reaching out to other caterers that are in a position where their kind of health is kind of on the line. Lots of manual lifting and things like that. It's not a very sexy sell, but that's
great. Kind of did you say that you're into Pilates?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're a caterer?
Caring, a caterer. That's my accent.
I care. Okay, I got it.
I'm a caterer.
My apologies.
I'm from Scotland, so I've got a funny accent. But no, a caring person, self-carer. So it's self-care for caterers is what it is.
You know, I think I sound like the most typical American. What did you just say there, Julie? I care. Okay, I got it. I absolutely love it. What I want you to start doing is start focusing. So what do you think your customers really want? I'm not talking about, I want to lose weight. Like, what do they really want?
Yeah, they want time for themselves. There's massive burnout, compassion fatigue, stress, overwhelm, all the things, back pain. So that would be the kind of mental side. And then the physical side would be things like back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, you know, just sort of tension, holding tension in the body.
Okay. What I just did was I went to our caption library and I typed in self-care. So what I want Julie to do, because she's a caring person and her time is very limited and your dream customer's time is very limited, we could actually just come here immediately, type in self-care, go to quick draft, self-care, how do you do it? And then this is where you would customize it and you would talk about what it is that you provide for your business. So we can take it to a quick draft. How do you do it? And then you could say commit to monthly massage, whatever your version of self-care is, but you would say I practice Pilates.
Like 10 minutes. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's do that for 10 minutes. And tell me one more thing.
And meditate. Ooh, for 5
minutes. That's so good. For 5 minutes. It is a non-negotiable for me. Mm. Now, this is where you can absolutely customize it, but then this is where you go to the pressure point of what your dream customer is frustrated. I know you're tired and overwhelmed, but your caring heart is seen. Yes, I see it. So what is your favorite form of self-care? So let's go back and let's dive into this. Self-care, how do you do it? I practice Pilates for 10 minutes and meditate for 5 minutes. It's a non-negotiable for me. I know you're tired and overwhelmed, but your caring heart is seen. Yes, I see it. So what is your favorite form of self-care? Now, Julie, you could absolutely use this caption for a tutorial for Pilates. You can use it as you go live. Use this as a caption before you go live and you're in your kitchen and you're talking about you over a cup of tea. Like, I'm about to go and meditate, but I want to come in. And I want to talk to you about 2 tips that you can use to start meditating today. Now, let's just say, hypothetically, you don't have time to go through and create a photo or a video And you're just like, self-care, what does it look like? Well, you just talked about practice Pilates and meditating. So what would it look like? We can just maybe use this photo as a way of self-care. Now, you could absolutely create your own visual content, but this right here is a great way for you to go through and get it prepared. So on the days that you're in a pinch, you could push this and publish it. Or days when you're like, I do have the 5 minutes to go live, you already have your caption ready. Now, one thing that I want to walk you through that, oh my gosh, I didn't actually go through this in the notes, but what you'll see here is something that's going to stop somebody's scroll. Because as we're on the algorithm is looking for people who are going to click on the read more. So as you're scrolling Facebook, as you're scrolling Instagram or LinkedIn, people are going to read the first part of the caption, but how do we get them to click on the other part of the caption? That's where I actually did not get into this in a second. So if you'll indulge me, Julie, there,
yeah, of course.
Just as a reminder, there's 101 caption templates. If you join during this live class, that's socialcurator.com/join. Now, what we're talking about right now, Julie, is the anatomy of a caption. In Social Curator, we follow the HIC method. And the HIC method is hook, insights, and call to action. The hook is going to stop somebody from scrolling and be like, oh, I want to click on the read more. And when they click on the read more, they find things out about you or your business that makes them have an affinity towards you. And then lastly is the call to action. C, call to action. What we want somebody to do is we want them to comment. We want them to like. We want them to tag a friend. We basically want them to engage. But people don't know how to engage unless we tell them how we want them to engage. So using that HIC formula, so we're driving engagement, what we're going to do is go back and focus on the draft that we just created. Self-care, how do you do it? Oh, I'm hooking in. I want to have a conversation because Julie's asking me a question. Insights. Well, this is where we share 2 to 3 things about Julie that makes Julie, Julie. I practice Pilates 10 minutes. I meditate for 5 minutes. I know you're overwhelmed. I see you. Those are insights that highlight Julie as a business owner. Then we get to the call to action. What do we want them to do? Well, heck, we want them to engage. We want them to leave a comment. So what is your favorite form of self-care? This is where somebody says, oh, Julie asked me a question. I've been following her account. I know she's caring and I know that she's helping people who are not their best selves. I want to leave a comment. What we just did, Julie, is we followed a very methodology. We followed a methodology of how we should be posting strategically on social. Okay, Julie, thank you for allowing me to use your business.
Bless you. Jasmine, thank you so much. You're an angel. Appreciate
I help. Appreciate you 1,000 times over. Okay, Heather, would you post the same thing on multiple platforms? Heather, on the inside of Social Curator, we have an entire issue dedicated on the methodology that we propose for business owners to follow with the strategy. We encourage people to pick their primary platform. Platform number one, their primary platform. Where is their dream customer? And when you start building your system and when you start staying consistent, what we want you to do is choose your secondary platform and then your tertiary platform, your third platform. So my primary platform is Instagram. My secondary platform is Facebook. My tertiary platform is YouTube. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an Instagram post. And then a week and 4 hours later, I'm going to ask myself if it needs to appear on Facebook. Number one, do I need to change the photo so that it resonates with my audience here on this platform? And then there are things that I do on Instagram, like at mentions or hashtags. Those don't work from Instagram over to Facebook. So then about 95% of the content is the same, but it's contextualized for what that platform is. If I have a really great, let's say a video that I posted on IGTV and I want to share it on Facebook, awesome. That's my secondary platform. What I'm going to do is on IGTV, the videos are edited vertically. Well, on Facebook, the videos are uploaded horizontally. I want to make sure that the videos look different, same video, but they're edited differently for each platform. So the answer is pick your primary platform, focus on that. Do not get overwhelmed, stay consistent, and then start adding platforms and staggering the content so you can be working smarter, not harder. Hi, Christy McMillan. How are you, doll?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being so open and sharing your information.
Thank you.
I just want to give gratitude first.
Wait. Are you wearing two sets of glasses?
Oh,
you're real smart. Like, you show up looking fly. You're like, my eyes got eyes. Okay.
Oh, okay. I need to get gas this morning. So I had my sunglasses on this morning. Then I had my reading glasses on. I'm starting to show my age here.
I got distracted with your flyness. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I am a life coach for divorced women.
Great.
And my passion is mental health, like mental wellness.
Yes.
Okay, and so with the COVID situation and just mental awareness, there's like so much stigma. So I'm trying to break the stigma and start conversations, especially the hard conversations. So it's like, how do I make that a sellable business? Like I've gone to like all these life coaching workshops and companies and signed up, like you said, spent thousands and thousands of dollars, and I still haven't made a sale. And I'm really not about the money, but eventually I do want to make money. I'm giving workshops, I'm posting things. I'm trying to keep it light. So I did my 7 virtual topics. And I guess my question is this the right direction that I'm going? I would like to read them to you.
Yes, but before we get there, I want to unpack a couple of things that just came up so strongly for me. So if you'll allow me to, I would like to dive in.
Yes. Put my glasses on.
One of the things that you had said was, I'm not about the money. And I want us to like restructure and change the conversation that we have specifically as business owners, specifically as women, and specifically as women of color. I'm Latina and you're Black. And I don't know about you, but I grew up, number one, never talking about money because it was something we didn't have. And number two, people who did have it, it was not right to floss. But there has to come a point, Christy, where if you're having a business and you don't have sales, straight talk, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. Straight talk, if you're spending money and you're not making money, right? Investing, you have an investment. So what I'm going to guide you to do is, number one, make zero apologies about talking about money or saying you're about the money. That right there, it's going to shift. I want us to be money magnets. I want us to talk about reframing how we show up in the world. Number two, your time is valuable. The content that you're creating is valuable. Somebody in the world needs to hear what you have to say. So when we put value on what we share and we're monetizing, we are being compensated by what we have invested and learned. That's point number two. Point number three is that we need to not just talk about what it is we do. And one of the things you had said is, I keep it light. And number one, I like that and vibe with it. But I also, what comes up for me strongly is, if you're a life coach for divorced women and you're talking about how this pandemic has changed a lot of things, mm-hmm. we don't need to keep it light. We need to keep it real. And if in the process of keeping it real, you push people away, not a big deal. But what has come so clearly for me is that you're doing the work, and I think that you're doing the work, and we're going to dive into doing the work. We're going to talk about coaching and speaking it a little bit clearer about the work that you do. But there is no reason for us to ever back away that the things that we talk about is heavy. In fact, the more that you talk about your reality and your truth, the higher likelihood that you are not going to find 1 million people or 100,000 people. What you need right now is one. Because if we haven't made one sale, I don't want to talk about the other things. I want to talk about the first and foremost sale. So now I want to invite you to share what your 7 visual topics are. And then what I'm going to do is, I'm going to walk you through how I, based on knowing you for about 3 minutes, based on your topics, I'm going to take you into Social Curator. I'm going to write a caption for you that I would think you should probably use. And then what I'm going to do, Queen, is we're going to get real hot in this hot seat, because this is what we do in coaching on the inside of Social Curator, is I'm going to go to your Instagram account in real time, and I'm going to see if the proof is in the pudding. Are you ready to dive?
Yes. Mine is actually on Facebook.
Okay, cool. Great. That's your primary platform. I love it. Okay. So tell me your 7 visual topics. Let's bang them out real quick.
Okay. Relationships, communication, mental health, workshops, life lessons, life at work, quotes, and me.
Great. Okay. So let's dive right in.
Okay. And
let's go to our captions. Which of the 7 caption categories do you want to talk about? Behind the scenes, my why, personal insight, encouragement, about me, benefits, or showcase your product or service?
I talk a lot about life lessons, because I want to walk the talk, and I show people that I've been through it too, so they would have more of an understanding that I'm not just talking something that I don't understand.
All right. So I selected for you, since you shared life lessons, I'm going to say about me. because I want you to contextualize for them. Now, we have a few options. We have like your travel tendencies, what you love about your job, all those could work. But I'm going to ask you to lean real deep, right? So why don't we select this one? Advice for your younger self. Okay, this is just a starting point. This is where Christy's going to get real and she's going to talk about advice for her younger self. I'm going to read it. What would you tell your younger self? That's our hook. I started my business. Then you're going to tell me at age, or you say last year, 2 years ago, whatever the case may be, and I've never looked back. But if I can go back and tell that spring chicken one thing, it would be, what are you going to tell? Now, I know that you are a life coach for divorced women. There's a chance that you yourself have been divorced. Am I assuming too much?
No, you're correct.
Okay, great. Not great. Excuse me.
It's actually very great. It's very loving to get a divorce if needed.
Oh, thank you. I came correct. You kindly and lovingly corrected me that I assumed it wasn't a good thing. And you say, no, it was done in love. Yes, yes, and yes. I'm going to click quick draft. And what I want to do is I want to pop in here. What would you tell your younger self? I started my business. How long ago did you start your business?
It's been since February.
Okay. Let's say, what is that? Like 8 months ago?
8 months ago, yeah.
And I have never looked back. But if I can go back and tell, I'm going to change that spring chicken because we're going to get real.
Okay.
I could tell myself when I was on the verge of divorce. Remember, you're going to be pre-qualifying who your customer is. I was on the verge of divorce. What would you tell yourself? Now, we don't want to get like too long. We don't want this to be the Gettysburg Address. But like, let's break this down. What are two things that you would tell yourself on the verge of divorce?
Like I said, it's very loving to get out of an environment if the person's not happy. You know, if you love them, you would release them. It's very loving to, I don't know how to put that into words, but it's giving. And the other thing I would say is, it's a new opportunity.
Ooh, good girl, you just wrote your dang caption. Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love this trash. I freaking love it. Okay. Now, if I knew that, I'd have what? What would you have done? If you had known those things early on, if you had known that it was loving, that it was an opportunity, and it's kind, I'd have, what would you have done? Jumped out sooner? Helped others sooner? What would you have done?
I did a post about this morning. I would have chose the road of authenticness before I got married.
Great. Before I got married. However, I'm thankful for the journey. Into the job title. You're telling people what you are today.
Divorce life coach.
How about you, friend? What would you tell your younger self? So I'm going to read this back to Christy. What would you tell your younger self? As I started my business 8 months ago, I have never looked back. But if I can go back and tell myself when I was on the verge of divorce, it would be one, it's loving to get out if you're not happy. Two, it's kind to release your partner from unhappiness. Three, it's a new opportunity. If I knew that, I'd have chosen the road of authenticity before I got married. However, I'm thankful for my journey. It made me into the divorce life coach I am today. How about you? What would you tell your younger self? What we just did was hook insights and call to action. But what we also did was we spoke to desires of people who don't know that it is kind, who don't know that it is loving, and who don't know it's an opportunity. You just gave them coaching and then you asked for them to engage. And somebody who's engaging with you and you've already contextualized, I am a divorced life coach. They're going to identify you as their divorced life coach. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Facebook. How do I find your page?
Okay, you go into, it's going to say Christy Horton McMillan.
Oh, it's a personal page?
Yeah, you can go there. It's a group, but I don't know how to make it separate. So I have to like friend the person and then I friend them on my personal page and then I friend them.
Okay, so.
Into my group. So anyway, if you ever in the future personally, that's how you, and then you can go to my free flow. But it's called Free Flow and it's a great community. And I talk about my life. Like you said, there's no better way than to share the lessons.
Already, Christy, already, I'm going to tell you that part of the reason you haven't booked people is because you're making it real dang hard to get into your group. Like you're making it real dang hard to find you. So first and foremost, let's either make that group public so people can search for it, or you get a very specific URL to that group so that you can send me the URL, or you could just say, oh, so right now on Facebook, you would go to facebook.com/JasmineStar. That's how you would find my page. I want you to start telling people that that's the URL. And Facebook will allow you to get a customized URL for what it is, like for your page. So I want you to do that. And then you could point to your group. Sure, of course, but we've got to make it easy. Secondly, Queen, when you came in and you told me you haven't got a single sale, I'm thinking you've been in the game a minute. And what you just revealed to me is that you've been in the game March, April, May, June, July, August. Queen, you've been in the game 6 months. We need to have a whole shift in what our expectations are for monetization, for monetizing something we just dang started. You have to not expect a sale in 6 months. You got to expect a conversation. You got to expect DMs. In fact, I want you to have sales sooner than later, but sales on social media are not overnight, specifically when somebody's going through the hardest, darkest, most vulnerable point in their life and financial considerations at their most uncertain. Because if you're a life coach for divorced women, oftentimes women statistically are not the breadwinners. So they're not even sure what they're going to get. So you want people to come in and make an investment for they don't even know how much money they have in the bank account to begin with. Doll, your lifeline, your booking, your journey is hella long. I want you to say, I'm going to serve, I'm going to serve, I'm going to serve. And not in 6 months. We need to have a conversation of, are you willing to serve for 6 years?
Yeah.
That's the real conversation. So we just had a come to Jesus moment. And I want to encourage you to continue sharing your journey. Make it easy for people to find you online. Be strategic about vocalizing what it is you do and their desires. And then understand that patience is a virtue and patience is the game. Thank you for allowing us to use you as a conduit to speak to other people. I appreciate you. I appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. I hope you loved this Q&A and were able to take away different elements of Jasmine's advice and apply them to your own business. If you enjoyed this episode of the Jasmine Star Show and you don't want to miss another, subscribe to the podcast from wherever you're tuning in from today. This will ensure you get notified of all future episodes, and it also seals the deal that you, me, and Jasmine are best friends forever. Should I start breeding our friendship bracelets now or... Anyway, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.